League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, sir?
I'm pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So I didn't get any news. Did you? Oh, we watched the trailer for, what was that game? Battlefield 1?
Battlefield 1.
Looks insane.
Yes.
It looks really good. I'm really stoked on that. And I was never a big fan of Battlefield. What about you?
I mean, I played Battlefields, but I was never into, like, the multiplayer, but they were always really gorgeous, yeah. So...
They look great, but yeah, I don't know, the gameplay just doesn't feel right to me.
But I know people that love the gameplay way more than Call of Duty.
Yeah, they probably have a better brain. I'm a simple guy.
A little more complex.
Yeah, they got some deep cuts in them. I haven't seen any trailers, really, that I want to talk about. I didn't look up any Marvel news like I usually do. I hope you like that, Frank. Fucking Frank. Enjoy your Thai pho, motherfucker.
It's pho.
Pho. Thai pho. Oh, my God, yeah. I was asking Tony when we were going to record today. He's like, I don't know, I'm going to get some pho. And, like, I let it go. And then he just kept fucking saying pho. I literally just, like, walked away and smoked the cigarette. I was like, I can't handle this, motherfucker. Hate him.
Yeah, that's what I do with you a lot.
Hate
listen
him so much.
Listen.
What's up?
Radiohead released a new album yesterday.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Give me your fucking review. Yeah, you're a purist.
Yeah. It's called A Moon-Shaped Pool.
Yeah, so how does Tom York's dick taste?
Oh, it's real. It kind of tastes like Malba toast. Because he's still British.
Crumpets.
Like a Yorkshire hammock, right?
Kind of like a scone.
Right on my face.
Kind of like a scone. That's what his nuts are. It's like a Yorkshire hammock.
Mm-hmm.
You got bad teeth, Tom, but I love you. Stereotypes.
Dude, the dude looks
Tony
like
Ball.
A fucking mummy, but he is.
Yeah, he is a weird looking guy.
Incredible fucking artist.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, I was taking a sip of my tea.
Yeah, hey, rehydrate, man. I don't mind dead air
shut
anymore.
Shut up.
I don't mind
when
it.
When it happens, you don't help out at all. You were not taking a sip.
Damn it, I was trying to get
fuck
that air
you.
There.
Fuck you. Fuck off. I'll carry this fucking load.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
It is one of their... I mean, it's their saddest album. One of their most, like, melancholy-sounding albums I've ever heard. It's absolutely
like
tragic.
Shit.
It's beautiful.
The coffee tastes, like, really bad.
What?
The coffee's bad, dude.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to... Oh, continue with your coffee review.
Coffee's bad. Pow! I just shit myself. No, go ahead. Saddest.
Should I?
Yeah. Oh, get over yourself. Like, your time's so fucking...
It reminds me
don't
a
worry,
lot.
Frank. He'll be eating Thai
you're
pho
such
with you.
You're a piece of shit.
Thai pho.
Fuck you.
Reminds isn't
me
of
the
OK shit always
computer.
Sad, though?
No.
'Cause I'm a creep. Nobody likes me.
You do know the lyrics. Don't play
yeah,
like
no, I love
like
Creed
some
too.
Sort of fucking
but
idiot.
It's a song about being like, oh, nobody
I'm
likes
weirdo,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
What the hell am I doing here?
That was Pablo Honey, so that was their first album.
Okay, and then what? OK Computer?
OK Computer is by far...
The happiest?
No, by far their most tragic, in
okay,
my opinion.
Name their fucking happy album then, son.
Their happy album?
Yeah.
I think In Rainbows is pretty happy. I think that Amnesiac... Well, no, I mean Amnesiac... Kid A is pretty happy. Yeah.
That's a pretty popular record. I hear they're getting thrown around a lot.
Ugh.
I like Hail to the Thief a lot.
Hail to the Thief is cool, but it has some dark tones.
Dark tones, but it's not like sad. I mean, there's definitely sad songs on
there's
it.
There's intense
seems,
sad songs, but they're still
it
intense.
Seems more like more towards like... The like political sense.
Yeah. No, it completely was. This is a really personal sounding album. It's pretty. It's hollow. It's
but it's
like
all Radiohead. It's not just Tom York, right?
No, it's okay. Radiohead album. Yeah, it's a full Radiohead album. And they re-released one of my favorite tracks, True Love Waits, and re-recorded it. It's a fucking wrencher, dude.
True Love Waits. That sounds sad.
It is. It's all about, you know, all the sad things you,
waiting for true
you
love.
Would do waiting, yeah.
Yeah. Kill yourself, fucking.
yeah. Just like, you know, I'd dress up like, I think the one lyric is, I'll dress up like your niece, your crazy kitten smile, like all these little sad, like, peccadilloes about each other.
Peccadilloes, I like that word.
Yeah, do you? Yeah, I think I used it wrong, but continue.
Probably.
I think peccadilloes mean like little annoying things.
Oh, not like a...
Not
like
tender.
A nuance? No.
Like, what the fuck is that word I'm thinking of?
Whoa,
oh, so the word.
Words with Tony.
Word. What
attribute?
Word is Tony?
No, it's like a, it's, yeah, it's a little, it's a dumb fucking like little thing somebody does that you
memento,
think is really cute.
Yeah,
it's not memento.
No, not at all.
Anyways.
What? I'm so dry, drawing a blank.
That's cool. Continue.
No, man, I gotta think of it.
All wow, right. Yeah, no, no. How about this? The rest
it's
of the podcast.
Good. I give it a 5 out of 5 sadness rating.
Okay.
And a 5 out of 5. It's, they have an ability to make tones
mm-hmm.
that are so fucking haunting and pretty. And,
Idiotech.
Yeah.
That song's so cool.
It's
that,
more electronic, but yeah. But it's still
the
sad.
The third note in that song is just like, oh, like I'm just like, oh, it's so nasty. I can't like explain it, but it makes me like sad but happy at the same time because mm-hmm. it's so fucking well composed.
These ones, there's
I'm,
a lot
I'm a fucking fair
piano,
weather for
like,
fucking Radiohead.
I know.
Like Hail to the Thief, I listened to that record like front to back like yeah. a billion times, but nothing else really. And Creep.
Yeah.
Heard Creep and Idiotech.
Well,
I love Idiotech.
There's a couple more albums.
There's
you
shit. There's shit on Romeo and Juliet was rad as fuck too.
Yeah.
This shit's so fucking cool. That made like honestly, that soundtrack made that movie so rad, and the tones of it. That movie's really good.
Yeah.
You want to watch it?
All right.
Go burn books. No.
Well, see you later.
Fuckos. Time to cuddle. I do have some news. I heard about this. Wolverine 3 R-rated.
Cool.
Old good. Man Logan.
Good. Let him kill some real people, like,
fucking,
real violently.
Whatchamacallit. Deadpool definitely opened up the door for R-rated movies.
I'm over the Wolverine thing, because I got so many other superheroes in my catalog.
Yeah, and you, yeah, we'll get to talk about that,
yeah,
son.
I can't wait.
X-Men Apocalypse, the actual movie is going to take place in the 1990s, which I thought was odd.
Oh. All right.
X-Men
what?
Days of Future Past and Apocalypse. Oh, no, the follow-up to X-Men will take place in the 90s. So the Apocalypse is taking place in, I think, the 70s.
Okay.
The next movie after that is going to take place in the 1990s.
Oh, okay.
That'll be
okay.
kind of cool. I like that. Get the Ninja Turtles feel, you know? See
yeah.
the two towers still up there and shit like that? It'll be nice. Do you think they'll put that in there? I wonder if they will.
I wonder if it's in New York.
They always go to fucking, they go everywhere.
They'll go to
they're
like,
in like Westchester, Pennsylvania. Ape's gonna be so pissed. They're right next to Bam's compound.
The Lambo.
Purple Lambo.
You can't go up the mountain with the Lambo, Bam.
Phil's eating 9 hoagies every day trying to make first string. Oh, man.
My name's Bam Margera, and I'm gonna beat the shit out of my dad yeah. all day.
Bam! Ape, he's lost it. He's lost it, Ape.
Lost his mind, Ape.
He's like literally naked with his dick tucked in the toilet.
I gotcha. Ah, got her.
Oh, man. Tom Hanks is in another movie. All right, so that's all the news we got. Inferno, I think it's called. I remember saying that it looked cool. Did you see any trailers when you went to go see your movie today that you thought were cool? I'm trying to think, because I know they showed some shit, but like...
They showed the comic book ones. They showed Apocalypse. They showed...
Apocalypse.
Suicide Squad.
Definitely pumped for both those. Not like I was for Civil War.
There was a movie about...
About a girl?
No, there was a Civil War movie with Matthew McConaughey. Kind of looked pretty serious.
Oh
intense.
Yeah, I know. It's like the Last Stand or like the First Rebellion or
oh,
some
yeah,
shit.
Oh yeah, the Nation of Jones or something.
Nation of
like
Jones.
That.
Yeah, yeah. I was way off. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh yeah, the Last Stand, First Rebellion, Nation of Jones. Dickhole.
U-571. I don't know.
Yeah. Submarines. No. Yeah. That. I mean, it looked good, but that's definitely a movie that I'm like, well, I'm definitely going to imbibe and then just watch that in my room. I don't.
Yeah.
Need
no,
to go
I'm
going to
gonna rent that piece.
Yeah. I don't need to fucking. See Matthew McConaughey. We got to fight. I don't do.
I don't know
way.
Any
It'd be
others.
A lot cooler if you did.
I there were like two more, but I don't think they were. They didn't like.
Yeah, they didn't
really
make a
peak me.
Yeah, didn't give you a eye boner.
Yeah, my eye boners were real low.
Not with these. Doctor Strange looked dope though. That was
oh,
the first
Doctor
time,
Strange. That was one. Yeah,
the first time I saw that.
Oh yeah.
That was cool. As fuck.
Yeah.
All right, Tony. Let's hop into genre 5. I know you got to eat some Thai pho And we'll get through this. PlayStation 1 games is what we're doing. Next week's going to be Nintendo 64. I can't wait because most
more
of these games...
That's more your style.
That's more the cut of my jib.
Big dopey controllers
yeah,
and
dumb.
Dumb cartridges.
Honestly, I used to like
yeah.
fly them around. I'm like, it's like a fucking X-Wing. This thing's so sick. My mom's like,
a joystick? Get the fuck out of here.
I wish your dad would have pulled out. No, fucking... So...
I bet.
PlayStation 1 games. I watched most of these...
What?
Played some of them. I didn't have a PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
So, like,
continue.
When I would go over
yeah.
to Eric Brewer, friend of the show. I don't think he's ever been on. Fuck him. no, but we were childhood friends. He had a PlayStation. I had a 64. So I go over to his house and play. I watched him play like Metal Gear Solid.
Good call.
Yeah,
good.
That was a big one.
Yeah, good.
But
good
like
name drop.
Crash Bandicoot I played. That was on my list. Honestly, these are like the five games.
You're literally fucking puttering out, and you haven't got to your first one. You're like, I don't know what I'm saying. It's a thing. I know it was a thing.
Yeah, they were discs. I had cartridges.
I saw it.
I really liked that. So yeah, most of my shit, it's like either I play a two player, like Tekken 3. That's on my list too.
Mm-hmm.
It's either like a two
just
player.
Go through your list, baby.
All right, we got Crash Bandicoot. Definitely remind me of Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong 64. Much superior.
Right on.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1, that was the first time I ever played it, was on a PlayStation 1, and I loved that game. And what was cool about the PlayStation version was that they had the full songs on there.
Yeah.
The Nintendo 64 was, like, so small in memory.
Yep.
That they would only put half the song on there, so once the, like, second chorus had passed before, like, the middle eight of where the song would change, like, Superman.
Yeah.
I didn't know that song, like, had different parts in it. Like, I never
damn
knew.
64
so
cartridge.
That when I was playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 on fucking PlayStation, I didn't notice because it was the first time I played it that it was different. Then I played it all the time on my 64, and then I went back over there, and I was like, holy shit, like, these songs
you
are
get
so,
more songs.
These songs are so rad. Fucking, oh, man, I wish I remember the one song title. It was, like, Validify or Valify. I can't remember. Vilify? Vilify, thank you. I want you to be my friend. It was so fucking like dad's rock and shit. I was like, oh, this is so sick.
Dad's rock.
Silent Hill. I watched that. That game was creepy as fuck. Yes. I really enjoyed watching it. Never really got to play it. Tekken 3. Played that. Fighting game. I mean, even.
Yeah.
It's like Primal Rage.
They're fun, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's when they introduced King, if I'm not mistaken.
I have no idea. I wasn't a huge Tekken fan.
Really? Yeah, you're Soul Calibur guy.
Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
All day.
Oh, my God. Can we do Dreamcast?
All day, all the way. Well, do you know Dreamcast?
I had one.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I used to eat pepperoni rolls and play Dreamcast.
Power Stone number one.
And look at fucking... oh, man, I had Plasma Sword. That game was so trash, but God, it looks so cool. I had the little memory card that had, like, the screen on it.
Yeah.
And whenever you play Soul Calibur, it'd show you the character all, like, little and shit.
Would say it again?
It would show the Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur?
Soul Calibur.
Were you trying to play games with the word?
Soul Calibur?
Soul Calibur?
Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur.
Super. Bye, everyone. Bye. See you later.
I'm going to go blow my brains out. Taco Bell.
Why'd I ask that?
Propel. I fucking hate you and your enunciations. No, but it would show the little, like, dude, like, on the screen. I always thought that was really
neat.
So dumb, but...
but we ate it up.
Do you remember when PlayStations had, like 8 megabyte fucking...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I would.
Cards?
I had like 6 or 7 of those little
suckers.
So
dumb. All right, and my last one was Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver.
Oh, you like that?
Now, I played it on PlayStation once, but I bought it for the computer. But since I played it a shit ton, yeah, I love that game. I thought it was so fucking cool. Like, I wanted to be him.
Yeah, he's a cool, evil, like, bad, good dude.
It was like the first time I was introduced to a game like that, like the third person run behind, and like it, the first time I actually like got like really involved with it.
Yeah.
It was that game, because I think it came out a little bit before PlayStation's version of it for the computer.
My list is like 8 or 9.
Holy
titles.
Shit. It's genre 5, fuckboy.
Hey, listen, fuckwad. Hey, listen, shut the fuck up and listen.
I want some Thai pho. Me and Frank are going to go get fucking
call me Tony
Frappuccinos after. God, Thai
dude,
pho.
Dude, you know the funny part about getting that
what?
Is I'm a gigantic pussy for hot food. And
oh, yeah, that is
oh,
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even like a little bit of sriracha. Like, I put some sriracha mac and cheese, you're sitting dabbing your head and shit.
Honestly, like, it's like watching my dad eat fucking Frank's Red Hot. He starts dripping. He's like, it's good. It's really good.
God, he's probably destroying his stomach, too, if his body's reacting that way.
I got a level 2 of 5 because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 heat. I got a 2, and I literally was fighting my way through it. And Frank's like, you having a good time? I'm like, dude, the taste is delicious, but every time I take a sip of broth, it stings my, like, it hurts me to swallow.
And that's a 2.
That's a 2.
So you going with 1 today?
I think I'm going to go with a 1 and enjoy myself.
Yeah, they're going to bring you, like, a bib and shit.
You know, could I have a straw, please, for this half gallon of soup, delicious meat, and noodles?
Right on. What's your genre 5, Tom?
Dude, okay. First on my list, Resident Evil 2.
Okay, yeah.
Son of a bitch,
that's a
dude.
Big one.
The mood, the fucking music, the, like, pop-out scenes that were, like, straight out of a horror film.
Yeah.
Scary as fuck.
And that definitely made way for games like Dead Space.
Yes.
Because that horror genre, they nailed in that. Same with Silent Hill. PlayStation did a lot for...
Silent Hill, Dino Crisis, and fucking Resident Evil were all PS1. I don't remember Dino Crisis. Dino Crisis was, like, literally, like, Jill Valentine with dinosaurs, though.
What's Jill Valentine?
She's a character from Resident Evil.
Oh, okay.
So it was, like, it was the same style, that 3D runner in small spaces, but they were a little larger because there were fucking raptors and fucking...
Yeah, okay, like a Turok, but...
A Turok, but a survival horror version. Okay, that's
cool. Yeah, PlayStation definitely fucking made some headway for games how they are now.
Fuck yeah.
Modern gaming, I would say.
My next one is, and I could probably get made fun of for it, but I played the shit out of it, is Legend of Dragoon. It was a 4-disc game.
I'm surprised it wasn't Spyro.
No, fuck off. It's a 4-disc RPG game.
I love him. He's so little and cute. And come on, could, Spyro.
Yeah, you could just not listen to Paul and just keep talking.
You're telling yourself that? It's your mantra?
I have to.
Just fuck him. Fuck him up.
Putting
fuck
it in my head doesn't help. I need to
fuck
actually
his
say
stupid
it.
Little ass. I hate him.
Dude, it was sweet because you could fucking... You had dragon suits that you could upgrade. And so they would be... You could, like, you know, attack, draw, use an item. Or then you could use your fucking, like, power suit and do,
are you
like,
a person?
Super combo hits. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I don't know. They just had these cool fucking, like, organic suits that you could wear. And it was really corny. It looked like FF7 style.
Final Fantasy?
Like, before, yeah. Before, and 7 and... Final Fantasy 7 and 8, those two are sons of bitches, dude. They're so fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose between the two, I played 8 more.
Okay.
It was more to my liking. I know Bob loves 7 more. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You could go back and forth.
Yeah, Final Fantasies I never got into just because I didn't like the whole, like, Pokemon-esque. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, even Pokemon, I'm like, great, here comes a fucking tornado or some dumb
then
shit.
Then you would hate the next game on my list.
Okay, hit me.
It's called Front Mission 3, and it's a mech game.
Turn-based?
Turn-based.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Turn-based, and it's actually, I forget how they classify it, but you pick moves.
Yeah.
Like, you pick 3 forward.
Did we ever do Super Nintendo?
No.
We should do that.
We went to Sega.
Yeah, we should do Super Nintendo.
Yeah, you're a dumbass.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You didn't think of it either.
Well, I follow your lead. It's
that's
your
fair.
Show, remember?
That's fair. Remember? My show, yeah, I am. I am the fucking captain.
But I'm bigger, so I look bigger in the picture.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You just take up more room, motherfucker.
Yep. I like it. I don't know if anyone I know even really played this, but...
It sounds boring as fuck.
No, not... shut up. Not Front Mission 3. It's awesome, dude. It's cool watching mechs, like, have their arms ripped off and stuff. In all
battles. Right, right on. Yeah, so it's cinematic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Siphon Filter is my next one.
That sounds really familiar. Familiar.
Does it? It was a third person, kind of like if you mix 007... with almost like a Tomb Raider, almost. So you're like a fucking special agent. You had guns, you had grenades, you had fucking mass amounts of bad guys, but it was 3D, so you could see your dude running, and...
Isn't it kind of weird that PlayStation didn't make many first-person shooters?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was...
Because GoldenEye came out for 64.
Yeah.
And then Tomorrow Never Dies came out for PlayStation 1, and guess what it fucking was? Third person.
Yeah.
Everyone was way butthurt about that.
I know.
I don't understand why they would do that. GoldenEye was such a fucking good game.
But then they came out with some of the best first person shooters, like Black on PS2.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it had to be the next gen console. I wonder why. Like,
I wonder if they're like, hey, you guys, stop focusing on RPGs.
Yeah.
Because that was their big thing, was they were like a Japanese company.
Definitely.
As opposed to Nintendo, was like, we're going to be extremely Western.
That was one of the coolest fucking...
I
love
it.
Yeah, it's so
that
sick.
That warm, like...
Even Sega! Like, they have... Oh, man.
My system doesn't say anything to me now.
Yeah, it's just like... Well, mine's like... Boom,
boom, boom. Yeah, mine's like... Bingy, boogie.
Yeah. I like when Max turned on, too. What are the sounds you like that we bought?
What are the cool sounds you like to products?
Dude, but
that
honestly, Max have like had that sound forever. But it's like the voice of God's like, "Gol." Yeah. You're like, "Oh shit, yeah."
It's on.
Yeah,
now.
Apple's here, motherfucker. It's just like them like whipping out their fucking dick, slamming it on the table, just like Jesus Christ.
Suck that. All right.
Put it in the mouth.
This is the I suck. All right. Symphony of the Night.
Yeah, okay.
Castlevania.
Yep.
That one. For a 2D fucking action scroller, like, that game didn't tell you a fucking thing, dude.
Yeah.
It did not, it literally was like, here is the story of Alucard. You're like, cool, that's so tight. Let's go into the castle. not one clue that, like, down and forward, like, made you, like, slide kick and, like...
Oh, right on.
How to even, like, junction shit.
A lot of games were like that, though, back in the day. They weren't like, okay, this is how you get ready. They don't walk you through it. Yeah. Now every fucking game, the first 45 minutes is you learning controls.
Yeah, now look up for me. Yeah. Thanks, man. Hey, what's down there?
In Deadpool, like, it'll be like, press A to get off your ass. Like, it's fucking sick. It's funny. The game's not that fun, though. I'm gonna bump my body.
It's not that cool. And these two are kind of like honorable mentions. Pro Skater 2.
Oh, okay. And was it on PlayStation 1?
Yeah.
Right on.
I thought. Yeah.
Sure.
And then Dave Mira BMX.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Dude, that had fucking...
had that for the Dreamcast.
What I got for on Sublime was like the first that had, song in the pool.
That had No Use for a Name, Life Size Mirror as well. And that's like one of my favorite fucking songs.
Dude, it's an awesome fucking... Dude.
That's a great game, yeah.
Yeah. And then...
I had that for Dreamcast.
Driver.
Was it the one where you were, like, the stunt driver?
Yeah, well, no, it was where you were, like,
no, that's stunt,
you drove a car to, like, a getaway driver, but you had, like, really, really
I
detailed
remember that.
Damage.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
It was, like, an old 70s car.
Yellow,
but,
right?
Yeah. Or it was a... You could get different cars and shit, but, like, you would hit a fucking side of a building and you'd rip your front panel
off.
Yeah,
real-time damage and shit.
Fantastic. Like,
it was called Driver?
Driver, yeah. It was fucking awesome. The way...
Okay, I mean, it was a blue car. Yeah, it was way off.
Fantastic games, dude. That's PS1 cool. was the shit. When I saw... And I didn't even mention this yet, but Metal Gear Solid from 1998, that is it. That's it. Like, that's, for me, the greatest game on that console. That game literally did things that no game before or after it ever has. It was ambitious. It was a third title in a series, and it came out swinging like a fucking... Like a Mack truck, just a monster.
Yeah, definitely.
There's never been a game
that Metal
like,
Gear has like. It's one of those games that is like a force to be reckoned with. Even if you don't like it, you respect it.
Yeah, you're like, oh, well, this is like, it's a film, if not anything else. You could watch the cutscenes and enjoy a good 12-hour fucking movie.
Like, yeah, I was about to say, didn't the one for PS3 come out and it was like fucking like 8 hours of
The one on PS3. Was Guns of the Patriots? There was like 13 hours of cutscenes.
Insane.
That's a lot.
That's cool though. I dig that. I
but
like
in all honesty, like having dynamic combat, having bosses that were completely unique from one another, like taking things from your inventory, having to talk to your support staff to like get clues for little stuff, finding stuff, rewarding you for exploring. All those concepts that are now just standard.
Right.
Like having Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Having little Hideo Kojima Easter eggs in there.
Hideo Kojima.
Fighting a boss fight and having to remove your controller from slot one to slot two.
That's insane.
To have him not be able to read your mind because he was a psychokinetic fucking monster.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Or telekinetic.
That's honestly the telekinetic, yeah. Psychokinetic? Is that what he said? He just made a fucking word.
What is he?
Mind reader. He's telekinetic. Yeah, usually.
He's a fucking mind reader.
He's fucking Charles Xavier, all right? That is one of the coolest things ever to switch that out. And I wonder how many people, like, I wonder who the first person figured that out was.
Yeah, that they could program the disc to, like, let
who
it.
Who the fuck would ever think that?
Because it's silly. It sounds silly, like, to be having the game, it's one of your support staff being like, try changing the controller slot. Maybe he won't be able to detect you. And you're literally going, like, For real?
Oh, so someone says it?
Like, you have to get through, like, 10 clues, though.
Okay.
So it's almost like you have to discover it, or you'll fight him all night.
Ugh.
And he'll always
know
your move.
That just made me angry.
But it's part of the game. You learn by that point in the game, like, you need to... Or also, there's a code, a codex code for, like, someone's frequency to call them.
Mm.
But you have to fucking turn over the back of the box that you bought the game with.
Oh, and that's the code?
That's the code. It's printed in one of the pictures.
That's crazy.
On the box. And back then, it was like you bought games or borrowed games from friends.
Right, and the disc
even
would always
Blockbuster
come with it.
Was like 98. That wasn't
PlayStation, they had like CD cases, right?
Yeah, there were
CDs. They weren't like... Because PlayStation 2 came out, and they were like DVD size cases.
Yeah, they were just regular CD cases.
God, you remember how dumb Nintendo 64's fucking cases were? Those fucking big floppy cardboard bullshits.
Ugh, and you open it up and you're like, why did you build it so big? All right.
And not only that, it's like, this won't protect the game. One, two, it's going to get crushed. Three, like, it'll fucking... Like,
I always folded them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them, man.
Fuck them, man.
Oh,
but, dude,
so mad.
Honestly, though, Expansion Pack really did help.
On that
64.
Oh, for sure. Mine came with Donkey Kong. We'll get to that fucking in like 2 weeks or some shit. Now, I was watching this video for Dark Souls 3, and it was like Big Boss gets bitch slapped.
Yeah.
And like this dude like powers up like 15 times and then powers up 3 times and marks the dude and runs up, and the boss takes one swing at him, and then like the dude blocks it, and the dude just hits him with his giant ass axe and kills him.
Wow.
One fucking hit.
That's got to be a monster of a fucking like playthrough character.
Yeah,
that character has to be
a dude literally like, it was, there's just like mystical shit spinning around him for like a solid like 30-40 seconds.
Hang on, I have to go Super Saiyan.
Yeah,
I
like honestly, like he was like he like lit up, and like blue shit came around, then red shit came around, he changed his sword, fucking like enchanted something else, enchanted the sword again, like it was weird as fuck. But yeah, Jesus. Killed him in one shot. All right, weekly recommendations and rejections. Next week we'll do Super Nintendo.
Cool. Super Nintendo. And what's the movie we're gonna watch?
What's up?
We were gonna watch a certain movie. We talked about a movie we wanted to watch.
I don't remember that.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll re-listen to it, because we did have one that would have probably worked for Tessa Tony for next week. I thought it was a film that we were both like, yeah, we could watch that.
No, I don't remember. I don't think so.
Oh, I'm
done. We put Brink. But then,
no, don't talk about that.
But Brink's not on it. It's like, what, Downhill or Airborne or some shit?
Airborne, yeah.
All right, but weekly recommendations and rejections. I got one flick I saw, and it's the only flick that fucking matters on this goddamn earth. Captain America Civil War, son.
All right, I'm going to move right past it and saw tell it. You my three.
Saw it opening fucking... Oh, all right, tell me my three, and we'll get into it.
You know why, yeah. Because I saw it, too.
Dun, dun, dun! Good.
Plot twist! I watched a documentary called All Work, All Play, and it's about professional League of Legends and StarCraft II gamers.
Okay.
Like, eSport gamers. Uh-huh. These kids are making, like, fucking, like 100 grand a year.
Yep. It's crazy.
Fuck.
It's crazy.
Fuck.
We have bad lives.
What the fuck?
We have bad lives, dude.
You know what I thought about, though? They tell you statistically, like, 42 million players worldwide. There's 50 that make it to fucking pro tournaments. Like... the statistics of being one of those is just as high as being in the NFL.
Yeah,
or in
but
the
say
NBA.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
You literally can't like be a slack jawed moron and be like, "I'm a pro gamer. I play a bit. I don't give a shit." You really do. These kids are like, they have themselves on like 12-hour a day schedules for gaming.
I don't even know if I'd be considered a casual gamer
at this point. I am a lackadaisical gamer.
Yeah, honestly, if I can get to it, gamer, that's what I call myself.
I'm like, do I have a spare hour?
Yeah,
sure.
Literally have 3 unopened
games.
I'll
play a game and be like, I need to relearn these controls real quick.
I'm bad because I'm like fucking, I buy shit and just never play it.
I know. And I buy shit and I play it a bit and I go, why'd I buy that shit?
That's all I feel.
Especially
about
that
right
digital
now.
Code, dude.
Oh.
That'll get you.
You
got that forever.
Yeah, you ain't fucking.
Ain't trading that in for $20.
Nope.
All right. Next, I saw the ending of the Josh Trank Fantastic Four. It's not as.
You didn't watch. Wait.
I didn't watch the full... I know the full...
really?
But I watched the end of it, and I was like, still doesn't, like, redeem itself.
That movie could have been so fucking cool, too. There's so many badass elements of it. But they totally shit the bed on the characters.
I know.
And fucking,
it's
like...
Dude, it's rough where it shouldn't be. It doesn't need to be.
It's weird.
It also has acting talent that's not being utilized.
Michael B. Jordan and fucking the dude from, whatchamacallit? Oh, fuck. The drumming movie. Whiplash.
Yeah.
And who the chick
girl
was,
from fucking
House of
Cards.
I'm like, it's crazy, and they all acted like assholes.
Yeah,
Reed Richards sucked.
He was like, "Don't do this." I'm like, "Fucking A, man."
Oh,
where
God.
Did you record that outside your like apartment? He just asked you to say it real quick.
It's weird, like the acting in it. Like at first, I was like, "Dude, Reed Richards is gonna kill it. Like he's gonna be my favorite." And then like it just was dumb. And the backstory at the beginning, like they're trying to add like that heart to it, but felt so fucking shoehorned. And like I get why this is happening because it's gonna pay off later.
I know
you want to be surprised.
You know what I like? I like when someone's already established, like pretty much Fantastic Four is. You kind of
you need
do
the
some
origin,
good, some solid, quick origin or a flash of origin, and then you move the fuck on with quality growth.
I think that that's a new thing of that's going to be happening.
It's lazy for lazy other idiots that don't know anything.
You know what was nice is like fucking how. All right, is that the, we're done? All right, we're going to go into Civil War. Is that fun?
Oh, and I also saw Prescription Thugs. It's all about how horrible prescription drugs are and how more people die from prescription overdoses than heroin and crack.
Oh, so kind of like fucking like keep them sick so they keep getting.
Yeah, it's a churning of everyone. They do not want to fucking cure you.
Cure,
there's too many billions of dollars in
so fucked up.
Yeah.
So
and a pharmaceutical rep, you can get a pharmaceutical rep job and make $40,000 to $50,000 your first year and up to $80,000 to $90,000 within like 2 to 3 years without a degree, without anything, just selling to fucking local doctors.
It's crazy. Yeah. All right, so Civil War. What I was going to bring up, we were talking about the like if a Fantastic Four was already established and you just hop in the movie, kind of like the second Hulk, the Incredible Hulk. They're like, okay, you get it.
Yeah.
Gamma rays.
Yep.
Happened.
You know what's up.
Now he's big and green when he gets mad. Okay, cool. Let's watch the movie. Let's see this story. You know what's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost as if like every comic book that you read, they're like, and here's the first 12 pages are him getting bit by the fucking spider, like every time. Yeah. Oh my God. So anyways, what you're saying about the established characters, I think that's going to be a route that they're going to be taking, because look at T'Challa, Black Panther. It was just like, yeah, like, oh, who are you? You learn with the people that he's introduced to. Dude. I like that type of shit. I like when it's not like, hey, oh, like, do you remember in Dark Knight Rises when she's like, so do you have my, like, wiping code thing to make it, like, the fresh start? Do you remember that? That was her storyline. Like, she wanted to delete all her information. He's like, oh, you mean the thing that'll wipe everything that you did? Like, he explains it for, like, fucking no reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
like,
just
that
there.
One thing that could do that?
It's just there to, like, so, like, hey, audience, don't be dummies. Like, here you go. Like,
it's a device, yeah.
Oh, but it's not, but it's.
But you don't have to explain the device for 30 minutes.
It's weird. So, I really dig that, like, T'Challa's like, yeah, my fucking father was king, now I'm king, blah, 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 like, all that type
Dude,
of shit.
I love when they, not giving much away here, but, like, that he is king, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so sick.
Like, your highness, like.
So dude, cool.
That and Spider-Man, I like them equally. Like,
I told you. Dude, I was like, Black Panther and Spider-Man will be your fucking favorites. Ant-Man kills it, too.
Yeah, he is a fucking awesome guy. But
and that's so cool that you can walk out of the theater and say that. Like, because I walked out of Batman v Superman, and I was like, I don't know if I like that.
No, I was blown away by fucking Black Panther.
It's
I was
incredible.
Like, I was like, what a fucking, what a badass. Just go see, seeing him, like, operate is not enough, as well as his backstory and like what he is awesome too,
dude. And you know how fucking rad his standalone flick's gonna be?
Perfect. It should be fan fucking tastic. Like,
so fucking
what's
pumped.
Building up to where he lives as opposed to who he is?
It's
and what he's fighting for.
Fuck. Wakanda.
Yeah, awesome.
And that's where they find
the kingdom of Wakanda. Yeah,
the vibranium.
Yeah,
that's what his suit's made out of. They fucking mentioned that.
Dude,
Cap shield's made out of vibranium, obviously.
Dude, that suit is so fucking awesome.
Dude, how rad was the fucking scratch mark on the shield?
I know.
That was so hard.
Dude, he just, oh man.
So sick. Yeah, no, I can't, like, if you haven't seen Civil War, like, fuck off.
It's a very fucking, dude,
I mean, blast. It's fucking visceral. It's not, it's kind of heady at times and fucking, like, they balance those characters so fucking well.
Yeah, it's
and
silly.
Give you enough of everyone that it leaves you not wanting, but it also doesn't leave you like, oh, they had to get him in there. Like, it doesn't, nothing feels squeezed. It's fucking perfect.
Yeah, it was a fantastic achievement.
10 out of 10.
For Marvel, because Marvel has dropped the ball times.
They were apologizing for fucking Avengers 2 with this movie. Garen fucking T, because Avengers 2 felt like there's a bad guy, but we're also setting up 9 other things.
Yeah.
So, bear with us. Two
we
and
got
half
a lot
hours
to do here, and even
this
yeah.
was character development.
Joss Whedon was like, "I can't take this."
Yeah,
I can't. And I'm a nerd.
The Russo brothers are fucking killing it. But those are the guys that wrote this, and they're writing Infinity War Part 1 and 2. And I guess Part 1 and 2,
you
like,
need more than one.
No, they were like, "This, it's not going to end." And you'd be like, "I mean, you're going to wonder what happens next." But it's the same feeling of how this movie ended.
No. I'm saying
it's not like he's like, they're not like back to back fucking flicks. Like, you wouldn't watch them together and make like a 5-hour movie.
Yeah.
Like, no, he's like, they're two different movies, and I really dig that approach.
I was just saying, you really may need more than one director on productions this massive anymore, because putting it on one person at that sort of helm.
Well, think of the fucking whatchamacallits, Wachowskis.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do all that shit together, too.
It's fantastic. It works until they kind of fuck their own bed, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, they really like pushing that fucking people are batteries.
Yeah.
Fucking, or people are fucking makeup or whatever
will,
the fuck.
We will absorb your power life
and
use it for our cars or laser guns.
Exactly.
Or new humans.
They're recycling
robots.
Humans, yeah. Soylent Green, you know, that type of shit.
People are
fed. It's cool, though. I mean, like, I like those types of movies and stuff. Anyways, Civil War, I felt it was... so fucking good. I like, while I was watching, I was like, I never want this to fucking end.
Yeah.
Spider-Man was so fucking cool.
Yeah,
I love him
as
a little kid.
He was the perfect Peter Parker.
Perfect, and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, hands down the best Spider-Man ever. His
him
Peter Parker
and,
was
him,
great, though.
Him interacting with certain main characters was fucking awesome.
It was literally like almost like
hilarious,
like, almost like Drew Tier. I was like, they nailed it. They killed. They fucking nailed it. Like yeah. Sony has to be like, oh, we're gonna make so much money on Homecoming.
Oh sweet Jesus!
And
this
that's a Marvel Studios film. Like it's not like Sony gets yeah. Tom Holland. They write their script. They're like Marvel handles it. We still own it.
Yeah, yeah.
So fucking cool. I hope that fucking Fox starts doing that. But I feel like with their how well X-Men's doing, that they'll never be able to.
Yeah. I mean, if they do, it'll be down the road, and it'll be some sort of giant contract.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Anyways,
yeah.
But yeah,
go see it. It's fun.
Spider-Man, super fun. Him as Peter Parker, though, I really dig that he's not, like, a fucking 29-year-old going into college. Like, that sort of thing. Like, how Toby was and how fucking Andrew Garfield was. Like, they were all, like, about to graduate. Like, they wanted him to be in his 20s for some reason. And I never understood that, why you'd want to take away from his teenage life, because that's what Spider-Man is like doing, like him like talking about like I gotta do my homework.
I know, he's like, I'm gonna forget you said that.
I was like, that's him, dude. That's like hilarious. That's literally him. Yeah. That's how he's in the comics. He's like, fuck, dude, like I really like Mary Jane, but I don't want to ask her out because I'm a goofy little kid. Like yeah. It's not like fucking like, oh, I'm Tobey Maguire and
he
I'm
also
fucking
like
30.
He makes like observations that are like a kid, like he's enamored by these people. He's like, yeah. Oh hell yeah, like
yeah, he's
you're
a fanboy.
Awesome, yeah, he's
a fucking
he's so
fanboy.
Fucking like nerdy and fanny. He's
and
like,
what's so
he's
cool?
Like, ow, all right, come on, man.
Like, yeah, in the comics, that's how he is too. Like he's like, holy shit, it's you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
That's insane. Yeah, I mean,
Ant-Man pulls that too. Like Ant-Man's excitement. It's very
Paul Rudd's great.
Paul Rudd's fantastic. He's fun.
He wasn't in it a ton, not as much as I'd like, but the parts that he was utilizing, like I said, like they balance every character so well.
Yeah,
Vision's so fucking. Raw.
Dude, don't get me started on Vision, dude.
All right, so go yeah. see Captain America Civil okay. War. I'll be talking about it for the next 5 weeks anyways. Sorry, Frank. So Tessa Tony, hit me with it. Airborne.
Oh,
I didn't watch it.
It's the highly acclaimed 1993 blockbuster hit, Airborne. This stars nobody and no one.
Okay.
You
can go right to the rating if you'd like.
The rating is going to be a hot 2 out of 10.
Ooh, we had to sit through that.
Seth Green's in it. Couldn't even save it with his fucking straightened wow. red hair. It is one of the most quintessential douchey 90s
yep,
attempts.
I got you.
Dude, the content was so... It was so good for the time. Rollerblading, surfing, and fucking, like, feuds with preps and, like punk kids.
Yeah.
That's all shit that worked in the 90s perfectly.
Oh, for sure. Remember that episode, Stan Darsh? Fucking
yeah.
like South Park?
Yeah.
He's exactly
yeah.
that.
Dude,
pizza?
It's...
French fry.
Fucked up.
It's
fucked
the pizza
it
when you're supposed to French fry.
Oh, you're
gonna
still
have
gone.
A bad time.
You're still gone.
Yeah, I really like
he
that.
He was that, though. He was, dude, I just want to catch some gnarly vibe waves, and I don't know why you guys are, like, fighting with each other right now. Like, it was that. He was that fucking character. He's like, one time I knew a guy, he was really bad. He would always catch the fattest waves, and he would stop anyone who tried to get on the wave. Then he hurt a kid one day and got a big scar on his head because he cut him up with his board. And they were like, what happened to the kid? And he's like, nothing. He just got a bad scar. They were like, what happened to the bully? He's like, he's talking to you right now. I'm like, God damn it. God damn it. Oh, God damn it.
2 hours
Buddhist
and 9
douchebag.
Minutes. And then fucking it made $2,800,000.
I wouldn't have given them 3 fucking pennies to squeeze together.
Yeah, that's wild.
Fuck. But the only, and literally these 2 stars are just for this element, the fact that Jack Black and Seth Green do rollerblade in the movie, and it is fun to watch for the last, you only need to watch the last 7 minutes of that film, because that's the downhill race.
Okay.
That's all you need.
Oh, there's, wait, is that the one where Jack Black's like, why does he call me bra?
Yeah.
I have seen that.
Yeah, that's where Jack Black's kind of
like a
part of the like the
preppy
hard,
guys.
No, the hard dude crew. They're punk. They're dirty dudes.
There's
preps that all
short
dress
hair?
The same. Yeah.
Okay.
He has spiky short hair.
Yeah.
He comes to the kid's house and he's like, actually, man, like you are cool. Like they all hug each other and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, you want to ride with us? And like, yeah.
That's fucking awesome. That's
dude,
so good.
You don't remember anyone's name. There's a guy named Jack. I remember that.
Jack
he's
Black.
Someone. No, like,
Jack
in
Black.
The movie, there was someone named Jack.
Not Jack Black?
Not Jack Black. His name was something else, but
I don't know.
His name was, like, Bones or Dildo or something like that.
Bones!
Like, it was just something dumb, like, hey, Scoot, like, something stupid. Laser, like, I don't know.
Probably Laser.
Fuck, it sucked.
Dodgeball.
It fucking sucked, and I watched
this
it on
laser.
YouTube.
Blazer. you watched it on YouTube?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how, you can watch it on YouTube if you really want to, like, If you're feeling sad about your existence, you could watch that, I guess. Let's move on to our movie of the week.
Saving Private Ryan made fucking $216 million at the domestic, $481 worldwide, $70 million to make.
1998 was a...
Directed by our boy.
Wait. I don't know Steven Spielberg.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Steve's a good guy.
Oh, cool. You and Stevie go way back.
Yeah, we're tight,
have
dude.
We're
tight.
Have a lot of what is that shit called? It's like the breakfast bagel with like the
crumpet?
No.
Scone?
The
crepe?
It's a Jewish breakfast, like a bagel with cream cheese, and then there's these little slices of fish you put
this
on.
It seems
top.
Hot buttony. I'm not going to go there.
Not hot buttony at all.
You said Jewish.
Oh, I said the word Jewish. I am sorry.
Actually, I kind of forgot that Spielberg was Jewish. I was kidding.
He made Munich and Schindler's List.
Yeah. But that's kind of cool now. I understand the whole fucking...
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. This movie makes a lot of sense.
Fucking idiot. You're
a... Oh. Well, he made that picture about the shark. I didn't think he was like a fucking diver, you know? I didn't know if everything had to be so fucking close to the chest. Spielberg?
Listen, Saving Private Ryan, all nationalities, our religions, our politics aside, it is... One of the tightest fucking war movies.
Honestly,
ever made.
It is. It's insane. I was literally almost having a panic attack while I like first started watching it. Like, I got a little stoned. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
And then that fucking storming of the beach of Normandy, like, fucking made my head explode. That dude, like, looking for his arm, and he picks it up, walks away with it.
Yeah.
That's fucked. Yeah. Dude's on fire. Dudes are blowing up. Tom Hanks is just like looking around, like, holy
I
shit, this
concussion.
Is awful. Yeah.
I'm going to try to save this guy.
That was one of the first times I've ever seen, like, fucking, that was so fucked up. He's dragging his body, and it was like, bam!
And
he
falls
picks it up
forward,
and drags it again, and then he, like, looks back, and he's no legs, and he's dead. I don't know. That first scene's insane. Oh, the concussion. That was, like, one of the first times I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
A big bang, and, like, it was like, and, like, everything's all muffled and quiet. They do that in games all the time. Pretty sure Medal of Honor directly stole that scene.
Oh, Medal of Honor, the video game?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You play Medal of Honors?
Loved Medal. Frontline was one of my favorite fucking games. We'll get to PlayStation 2 in like a month. Don't worry.
All right.
Yeah, I think we got Super Nintendo, we got N64, and Dreamcast, and then Dreamcast. PlayStation. So yeah,
we're getting there,
dude,
guys.
We're having Genre 5 for at least another like fucking 2 months.
Dude, and we're going to get into what we want to, like all the way into PS4 and
Xbox
One.
Yeah. And we'll do computer too, even though I guess I've
PC would be tight.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, anyways, Saving Private Ryan.
Okay, so, son of a bitch, there's never been a war film with this kind of accurate sound and fucking visuals and tone and color. Like, it was, you know, I've read fucking reviews by vets that said, like, that's the that how you felt. Like, it was that loud, it was that disorienting, it was filthy, it was slow moving, nothing was organized, it was chaos, it was just pure, just blood everywhere, everyone was weak and tired.
Like, while I was watching it, I was literally like, I'm the biggest pussy I know.
Yeah.
Like, I would not last a second.
There's those memes about, like, you know, 19-year-old boy in 1940 goes off to war to fight for his country. 19-year-old boy today, hey, do you want to hear a poem about my vegan bicycle? I'm sad.
Like, yeah. I'm just sitting here, like, in my bed watching this movie, and I'm like, I'm so thankful for these human beings that literally got blown in half.
There were kids that, lie about their age so they could go.
It's crazy. No one's patriotic like that anymore.
No.
No. The only time that happened was when fucking 9/11 happened. People were like, sign me up. We're turning it to glass. That's what they're
turning it to glass. Where's the H-bombs?
Yeah, drop them. Give me that key to the nuke.
Jesus. Every character, too, I think, in their crew, like, even if they were idiots or even if you didn't really, you don't know their names all the way, you know, but I remember Caparzo on the piano.
Didn't like Vin Diesel.
I know you didn't, but I remember him.
Yeah.
Like, because that was the first casualty of that
the
group.
Yeah.
Knowing Tom Hanks's background, I knew it today if you would ask me before we
For
watched
sure.
it.
Yeah, you knew everything about the movie while we watched it.
I was
it.
Naming stuff. I'm like, oh, P-51 Mustang, Tank Busters.
You're
like, what?
You're talking about
like,
the Shermans. Yeah. You're talking about, what was the Panzers? Is that
Panzers
the little tank?
Panzers and Shermans, yeah.
That was really cool, too. Like, the accuracy of it and shit like that made me more interested in it, wanted to learn more about it. Yeah. So I went and like actually looked up what happened to Germany after the war. They got butt fucked by fines.
Well, yeah, I bet. But they even say little stuff. Like, where's your BAR? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, go get one, soldier. And it means bearing assault rifle.
And they also were like yelling for a certain type of bullets and shit like that during the big fight out at the end and shit. Damon was, at least. Yeah, so Vin Diesel eating potatoes, I wasn't a big fan of. I didn't like that. That was the scene that you're talking about with the piano. Him taking that little girl. But it did make sense the second time I watched it. He's like, she reminds me of my niece.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Because before I was like, the fuck is this asshole
doing? No, he's getting real. He saw like her as like someone.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes people get attached to things that remind them of shit that's not so smart to get attached to, but you do anyways because you're human and you have a stupid human brain.
The only thing that felt weird to me in that movie was Vin Diesel, like his character, just like how, what he did, like how he was. It just didn't seem like any type of human being would be like that. Sorry, my fucking computer's on. It was Aaron. No, damn. It wasn't my phone.
Damn you, Paul.
No, damn Aaron, man. Oh, yeah. He knows we're recording.
Yeah, fuck him.
So anyways, I didn't really like his character, which I was way happy when he died. No, I'm kidding. It was really sad. But that was a really tight fucking shot because, like, that's the when the sniper takes the shot through the fucking eyepiece.
Yeah.
That was fucking sick.
Yeah, that's,
God gave me a gift, sir. Put me between a mile. At the most
of Hitler
with a clean line of sight. War's over. Going home.
Go home, boys.
Matt Damon, fetal position. That was the other weird part.
Yeah.
That's a weird fucking shot, dude. I don't get that because he's so gung-ho and so fucking like about it. Like fighting them and shit.
Staying with my crew, dude. This is my bridge.
And then like shit's going wrong and then he's just like sitting there rocking back and forth and crying. It's like, wait. Like, it just didn't seem true to the character, but maybe that's what happened. Maybe it just, like, that was... It didn't seem that fucked up.
I would be doing it, but, yeah, I get it.
I would have been doing that when we were, like, riding into the beach. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, getting onto the boat, I'd be like, there's too many. I'm awkward about this.
Like, when the medic died, how the medic was. Like, everything about that felt right, you know?
Fuck.
Like, everything about that was, like, it made sense. Like, it made sense to the character of, like, what you've known so far. But Matt Damon was like, fuck you, I'm not leaving. I know my brother just died. I'm not even gonna cry. But, like, this shit's going down. He's all like, ah.
When he was like, mama,
that's
I was like,
so,
fucking A, stop it. No,
yeah.
No.
That was a scene that I was like, I don't really want to watch this.
I
want
to go home.
Sucks.
I want to go home. I'm like, son of a bitch, they are at the other side of the fucking world.
And they're just going to cover his fucking face with a blanket.
What could you do? Drag him? Yeah.
That's what I also wondered. Who the fuck had the job
Once they move forward, people come in from fucking like the main base and clean like pretty much like male bodies back. But they can't do it during the siege.
Right. Yeah, I got it.
But yeah, there are people that are, I
that's why they take
like
one dog tag and leave one
like
on them.
Corpse division or something
like
that.
Yeah, corpse hoarder. Like, that's what it is. It's crazy. Anyways, so Matt Damon's fetal position, that weirded me out. Vin Diesel, he weirded me out in general. And then I thought that this would be a good topic. Upman's redemption.
Upham, fuck him.
Exactly.
Fuck him.
Now, he ends up
shooting the German that they let go from killing the medic.
Right. The person that killed the medic. They have him, and he's literally about to dig his own.
He does dig
his own grave, and like Upham is like, I really want to let him go. We can't do this. He's like, this is against the rules. Yeah. And he's gonna get picked back up, and he's gonna go back into rotation. And of course, he fucking does. And it's in the last fucking battle, he shoots the guy that says it too. The guy that's like, he's gonna go back into rotation, dude, with the mustache.
Yeah,
he's like the guy that was like Juden, like to the fucking prisoners of war. That was so fucking funny. He was the one that gets fucking killed by the dude. So, like, knowing that, like, that moment, like, fuck you, Upman. Like, and Upman was there.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't go upstairs. And the dude, like, passes him.
Yeah.
When they pass in the stairwell.
Knowing Upham won't hurt him.
That's such a dirty scene.
That Upham's a coward. Like, he doesn't have any. There's no threat for him there. So he moves on.
Yeah.
Which he regrets later. Because he gets shot in the fucking chest by him. But still, it doesn't redeem the fact that that dude shot Tom Hanks in the fucking chest and killed that other dude with a fucking bayonet.
Yeah, I can't remember what that guy's name was. He's in a bunch of movies. Keep going.
Yeah. He's a popular actor for, like, B movies.
Right.
He's in, like, The Hebrew Hammer. he's also in, what the fuck is that? The Salton Sea. He plays a meth head in The Salton Sea with Val Kilmer.
Yeah, he's a good dude that, like, talks fast. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Adam Goldberg.
Yeah, he is not redeemable, Mellish, in my opinion. And out of all the men who died, Tom Sizemore, like all those dudes that died, Upham and the dude from Brooklyn and Matt Damon are the only three left.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That is a depressing ending when...
Dude, fucking dude, depressing when
and such fucking, I don't know, accurate fever to the fucking ending. Like, running out of bullets in your sidearm and throwing your fucking helmets at people.
And the guns and shit like that. Yeah, that was it. That was cool as fuck. Yeah, yeah. I really dug it.
Doing whatever you have to just eliminate the other 19-year-old or 20-year-old that's coming at you.
That's insane. All right, so I would give it a fucking, like, 10. That movie's fantastic.
Cool.
What'd you give it?
I gave it a 10, too. It's absolutely fantastic.
It's like a perfect movie, honestly.
Yeah. For what it is, yeah. Is it a movie about war? Yeah. It's perfect at what it did.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so next week we'll do Genre 5 Super Nintendo. I think this is episode 91 we're on, bud. And then Test of Tony, what are you thinking?
Fuck.
Or movie of the week, whichever one you want to name first.
Let me think. Let me use my mind.
Use your dumb mind, dude.
Thank you. It's not dumb. It's super smart. You're an idiot.
Fair enough.
You
want to do a goofy movie for Test of Tony?
A goofy movie?
Yeah. You used to like that as a
kid. Powerline?
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Where he goes and he wants to see the Powerline concert. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's the Leaning Tower of Chisa. Fucking Pauly Shore's that fucking one dog. Right,
cool.
All right, so everyone's like, I'm not listening to this.
It's not going to be that long of a review anymore. Some of these are just a joke.
Yeah, Airborne sounded rough.
It's fucked.
Let's see, movies from, let's go 2011.
2011, huh?
Let's see what we got here. See what movies I haven't seen.
Oh, a lot.
I know, honestly. But this is nice. This is why I like the podcast, man.
I know. It's enriching your life.
Introduced to movies. Ah, let's do Moneyball. I haven't watched that all the way through.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I think that'd be fun. And I have it as well, so we don't have
Sick. Fuck you, internet.
Yeah, honestly. All right, so Moneyball for movie of the week next week. Goofy movie for Test of Tony. Super Nintendo will be Genre 5. We'll have more weekly recommendations and rejections and probably news.
Welcome if you got them.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.